Next, we'll look into the hidden world of cyber warfare. According to security experts, the Russian military is waging a sustained cyber campaign against Ukrainian military and law enforcement agencies. The purpose? To extract a steady stream of classified documents that can aid Russian-backed separatists in ground combat. NPR's Arthi Shahani has this report.
The rules of warfare 2 or 3.0 are murky. Experts, pundits, they say that cyber warfare is happening, and it makes sense, but it's been very hard to prove. Looking Glass, a security firm based in Arlington, Virginia, says it's documented a real-life instance, a cyber war campaign that's persistent but not sophisticated.
We didn't think that anything about this was highly advanced.
Jason Lewis is lead researcher.
They just continue to send the emails and change how they're doing things in a slightly small way.
Looking Glass says hackers are getting Ukrainian military, counterintelligence, border patrol, and local police to open emails with malicious attachments. Only they look legit. It's masterful so far as manipulation goes because of what the attackers use as bait.
So I have an example from January 2015.
It's a Microsoft Word file written in Ukrainian, Lewis says, an overview of the situation at the Russian-Ukrainian border, authored by Ukraine's State Border Guard Service. The words "not for distribution" are written on it.
So that document appears to be something that was on a Ukrainian military computer.
Hackers stole it, then sent it to another Ukrainian security agency with the malware hidden inside.
So the idea being that someone would see, oh, this is news for today, and let me go and take a look and open it and then infect their computer.
Once inside, the hackers could extract more classified intel on the numbers of Ukrainian troops and reconnaissance battalions, the equipment they use, the rebel leaders they want. This so-called spear phishing attack is the same kind that got Sony Pictures. Lewis, who used to work at the National Security Agency, says military officers are human too.
You probably have folks that don't know better and will open documents without thinking twice.
Looking Glass says the attacks focused on combat intel took off in late April 2014. That's when Ukraine's acting president declared a military operation against pro-Russian separatists. And interestingly, when both sides negotiated a ceasefire last June, the cyber attack stopped for that same period as well.
Wow, that is incredibly interesting. It's like the adversaries are actually thinking of themselves as attacking.
Fred Kate is a cybersecurity expert and professor at Indiana University.
And so they stop those attacks when a ceasefire is in place, as opposed to thinking of themselves as just intelligence gathering, which usually continues even during a ceasefire.
He says it looks like the hackers see themselves as part of the battlefield. This research is among the few documented examples of cyber warfare. And while it doesn't pinpoint specific stolen data that reconfigured a specific battlefield, it does reveal the edge of a new weapon against enemies.
So if you can substitute fake instructions, if you can get them to do the wrong thing, if you can get them to send the troops where you want them sent, this could dramatically alter the way in which we think about warfare.
And when hacking constitutes an act of war. In cyber attacks, it's hard to know exactly who the hacker is. Looking Glass names the Russian Security Service, what used to be called the KGB. And when Ukraine declared the same last September, researcher Jason Lewis says the attackers tweaked their malicious software to slip under the radar again.
They said, oh, we've been discovered. We'll change to this new remote access tool.
The Russian embassy did not respond to NPR's request for comment. Computer scientist Stefan Savage at the University of California, San Diego, says in many cyber investigations like this one, the evidence is circumstantial. Researchers have the digital version of tire tracks and gun casings, not DNA and fingerprints. But from a technical standpoint,
there's not a fundamental limitation that would mean that only Russians could have carried it out. Then the question has to be, who else would have the motivation to do it? Because this is a significant piece of work. It's effort.
Looking Glass says neither country is its client, and it was not able to investigate if Ukraine is hacking Russia as well. Arthi Shahani, NPR News.